Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. Always excited to have a guest with me today, and I have an amazing guest, a guest from far away, I want to say, right? A guest that is amazing with all the work that she's doing in the world, and it is Megan Brainers. Megan is a kingdom coach, a two-time international best-selling author, a sought-out international speaker, and a book strategist. She specializes in helping established marketplace leaders and emerging kingdom authors to write impactful books and confidently walk in their unique calling. As a first-generation entrepreneur from Cape Town, South Africa, Megan is a trailblazer determined to break the cycle of sexual sin, negative thinking, approval addiction, toxic relationships, scarcity mindset, and shame. In 2020, she published her first book, Unmasking Purpose, A Guide to Overcoming Addiction and Discovering Purpose. The same year, she was retrenched after a successful 14 years as a senior flight attendant. Megan's writing has since touched the lives of countless readers around the world, inspiring them to unlock their full potential and live purpose-driven lives. Love it, Megan. Welcome to the show. It's always important to have purpose-driven lives. And I said she's from Cape Town, South Africa. So I think this is the first time I've had someone from South Africa on the podcast. I had someone, I think, from New Zealand. That was the other major international location. So I'm excited to have you on the show, Megan.
Thank you, Nadine, for having me. I am super excited for our conversation today.
Yes, awesome. So this podcast, as you know, is all about women, it's all about faith, and it's all about business. So as a woman of faith in business, I'd love for you to share with the audience what your specific journey has been like when it comes to your business, because everybody's journey is different. We read a little bit about your career as a senior flight attendant. So tell us what it looked like from going from a senior flight attendant to a two-time international bestseller, speaker, and a book strategist. What has that business journey been like?
Okay, so we are all ladies in the room, and this is Woman of Faith. It felt like giving birth. I think that just sums it up completely. If some of you, not just physical birth, but I know that those of you that's listening have been given spiritual birth as well, and that's exactly how it feels like. I don't find it a coincidence that my company name is called Purpose Midwife. And that the foundational scripture for my business when I started it during the pandemic is Luke 1:41, where it speaks about Elizabeth and Mary. And we, you know, the angel appeared to Mary and he gave her an instruction and she was obedient. And she went to Elizabeth, knocked on the door, and the baby leaped in Elizabeth's stomach. So I don't know about you, but sometimes it feels that you want to abort the mission that God has given you because of the contractions, because of the birth pains. And that I went through a season of transition, I felt like I was having contractions. for lack of a better word. So for me, it was really a journey. Like I said, during the pandemic, I was retrenched the year 2020, and I wrote my book. And actually, the last chapter, well, the last paragraph of my book, Unmasking Purpose, I literally did not know where God was leading me, but I just took in faith. I took a leap of faith. I attended a 5-day masterclass with women from the USA. So I'm in South Africa, and I woke up midnight to attend these classes because I was stirred. Holy Spirit started speaking to me and said, "You need to get into the room." So me being from Cape Town, South Africa, it's midnight. I'm sitting in front of the computer and I'm attending this 5-day virtual masterclass. And something happened on the 5th day. And what happened was the Lord gave me a word. I released it in front of everyone virtually. And one of the ladies gave me a seed to start my business. And that is where my journey started. She sowed into my business that didn't even exist at the time. And I think it was something like $500. I took that and I never looked back ever since. So if you are listening and you're from South Africa, you know the rand versus the dollar. There's like a huge difference. So for me, it was really stepping out in faith and using what God has given me. So I started my coaching business organically. I started out as a Kingdom Life coach. And since then, I've written over a course of 2 to 3 years, I've written 4 books, and I'm busy now with my 5th book. But as you can hear, there was a transition every year, and it was basically taking steps where I couldn't see, but trusting God in the process.
I love that, Megan. So good. And I love the analogy that you made about birthing, right? And comparing your business journey to birthing. Before we hit record, we were kind of talking about this pattern that we're seeing with a lot of kingdom women being pregnant and about to have babies, and Megan is expecting. So we were talking about natural birth, but then also understanding there's a spiritual realm, right? There's a physical realm and a spiritual realm. And as Megan said, there's birth being given in the spiritual realm, being birthed, all the ideas and gifts and stuff that God has planted in us is now being birthed in that spiritual realm, right? So I love that comparison of your business, specific business journey as being birthed and the contractions, right? We can all relate to the contractions. These are the hard moments in business, the times where it's hard, where you have to take a deep breath and think, do I even want to continue? Because this is hard. But you keep on breathing, just like a contraction, and you keep going. Because it's a God-given calling, it's a God-given assignment, right? So I love that analogy. And then you also pointed out, Megan, about aborting, right? That seems so harsh, especially when we think about physical birth, but if you think about spiritual birthing and the assignment God has given you, you don't want to abort it. You do not want to abort the assignment. So I do love that you made that analogy because we can all relate to contractions. We can all relate to, wanting to give up. Aborting is basically just wanting to give up on your assignment, but you didn't, and you're in working in partnership with God to do some amazing things in the marketplace. So thank you so much for sharing that analogy of your business journey. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, okay, what has your faith journey been like? Everybody's faith journey is different. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, how did you become a believer in Jesus Christ? What did that look like for you accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sure. So I came from a family that knew about God, but it was more religion. So I went to church on a Sunday as part of a ritual, right? It wasn't about relationship, but I didn't know the Holy Spirit. It's only when about the year 2013 that I had an encounter with God, a divine encounter with God. So I was sitting in my living room. I was listening to Joyce Meyer. I practically had all the books. And this particular day, the year 2013, I watched a series of her and Ginger, her assistant. And the Holy Spirit just showed up in the room. And a miracle happened, Nadine. This encounter I actually pinned down in my book, Unmasking Purpose. And it's so profound that I share this now, like almost a decade later. But what happened was the same hour, minute, and second that I said yes to God, my partner, which was my boyfriend at the time, he's my husband now, he was in another country and he had the same encounter. Yes. So that was supernatural, right? So we accepted Christ. Well, he recommitted his life back to Christ, but it basically happened at the same second. And then I knew that God called us as a couple, as a ministry couple. So since then, I mean, if I can share with you, just I came from a background of struggling with insecurities, approval addiction. I was supposed to child for people pleasing. So I'm a recovered people pleaser. I struggled with suicidal thoughts, lack of confidence, like I had it all. And I had an identity crisis. In my 20s, I had an identity crisis. And I'm sure for those of you that's listening, you know, when you the walk with God, there will come bumps in the road where your faith will be tested. And I can honestly say, when I started my journey with Christ, it was all or nothing. Right? There was no, I, for 1 minute, there was never a thought that came in my mind that I want to backslide or I don't want to do this again. I remember when I was baptized, a scripture that stood out for me was 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. The old has gone and the new has come. You are now a new creation. You know, so I came from a background of pornography addictions, sexual sin. That is why I'm an advocate for purity in young girls because I replace love with lust. And I did a lot of research on, you know, lust and sexual sin. And my book, Unmasking Purpose, I actually wrote to millennials for them to help them on their purity journey. So, because that affects your marriage, right? The memories don't go. It's something that you need to deal with. And you can't just take someone to church to help them with a pornography addiction. Like, come on now, let's get real. So there's things that I address in the book, like fast and pray, right? You can't dismiss that. But there's also practical steps as a woman, because you normally hear men struggling with that. But as a woman, I shared my journey of how my husband came alongside me and how we actually overcame this addiction together. So him, you know, taking him not condemning me. Obviously, there's shame, there's guilt, and you may be even struggling with another addiction, right? It may not be sexual sin. It may not even be drugs or anything like that. It may be you are craving for the addiction of people, and it comes down to the same thing. So I had to fill that longing with the love of God, and that is where the redemption of God came in. That is where each and every step where I had to break free from generational curses, because this was something that was passed down in my family line. So my father, you know, he obviously had his own upbringing. It creeps in and it tries to basically ruin generations. So the reason why I say I'm a first generation entrepreneur and a first generation author is because I had a responsibility to break the curse. And that is why I'm so passionate about writing books, because I use storytelling as a way to basically not to conform to the status quo and to change the narrative in our communities. So I'm a avid fan and advocate of, you know, speaking about topics that the church don't necessarily want to speak about, that they shy from, but this is a mandate that the Lord has given me that I'm very intentional about sharing that message in my writing and also on platforms like this.
Yeah, I love it. So good with your faith journey. I love that you said that it was more of a religion and ritual, right? Whenever people share about their faith journey, this discussion tends to come up, the difference between religion and relationships. And you said, you knew and you had religion and rituals, but it wasn't until an encounter, right? And that encounter that you said just gave me chills. I like got chills when you're like, I got this encounter, and my, boyfriend at the time or husband now, got it at the same time. A chill just came over my body. So it's that encounters that allow us to understand it's bigger than a religion. It's bigger than a ritual. God desires an intimate and personal relationship with us. And the way that he does that is by personal encounters, right? By personal encounters, so we can get to know him as a loving and personal God, the God that he is for us. So I love that your journey included that personal encounter and making that shift from a ritual to a relationship, right? And I love Joyce Myers. She's like one of my favorite TV evangelists. I have tons of her devotionals too. So such good stuff. And the point of being able to be open and honest and vulnerable about what you've been through, and your struggles, because someone else listening, like you said, it may not be addiction to pornography, but there's so many things that we're all addicted to. If we really unpeel the levels and layers of our lives, everyone's addicted to something, right? So it's overcoming that addiction, overcoming it through Jesus Christ, through him working through us and having, a supportive spouse like you did to walk you through that too, I think is amazing. So thank you for sharing your faith journey with us. So what we like to talk about on the podcast is both faith and business and actually combining the two, right? So you're actually using your business platform, and also glorifying God, right? So on your business platform, you glorify God, but as a Christian, you don't necessarily have to do that, right? You could talk about faith and pray behind the scenes and not necessarily be overt about it on your platform, but you are overt about it on your platform. So I'd love for you to share with the audience your decision as to why you felt like, you had to intertwine your faith and your business and what the process was for combining both your faith and your business.
I think it was a given when I started out because I see myself as a marketplace minister. So I use it as a tool to heal. I use it as a tool to get my clients closer to God. Like I said, if you need to be clear on your mandate, you need to be clear on the mission that God has given you. We're not just in business because of. If you are part, if we say we're partnering with God, and if we say that we are kingdom minded, it will have to bear fruit. So for me, it was a no-brainer. When I started out, I started on the foundations, on spiritual foundations, on biblical principles, and I'm very bold about it because I'm confident in my message. So if you know without a doubt why you are doing what you're doing, then your vision is going to become clearer and clearer. And I always look at it through a prophetic lens because I push my clients into their prophetic destiny. So the clearer you are on the anointing that you carry, the clearer you are going to be in the authority that God has given you. So it's one thing to be authentic. It's another thing to walk in your God-given authority. So if you are walking in your God-given authority and you are in different boardrooms, prayer is going to be one foundational key, right? And I always say, I don't need to quote scriptures when I'm in a business environment, right? Because you can totally use the scripture, make it practical, and use it as a kingdom strategy. I even use that in my writing as well. But I think for me personally, I'm clear on my message, but I don't enforce it on my clients or anyone else that I come in contact with. It's basically a tool that I use because I've learned to use my spiritual gifts in the marketplace. So I actually help my clients to merge their talents, their skills, and the game changer is to also flow in their spiritual giftings as well.
So good, so good. I think, first of all, being confident in your message. When you said that, it stood out. It's like once you're confident in your God-given message, you have no choice but to be bold about it, right? And be vocal and understanding your mandate. Because a lot of times on the podcast, we talk about some seasons you may not be required to be overt about it. It could just be very subtle in the way you show up, the way you do things, the excellence that you have, where people question and say, there's something different about her. What is that light that's shining through her? She's salt, she's refreshing, right? She's different than anything I've seen before. But there are moments when God requires us to be strong, to be bold, to be confident, be courageous. And that includes being loud about it, right? So stepping into the season and the mandate and the God-given message that you've been given really helps you to understand how you specifically combined your faith and your business. So I love that you shared that. So this season is all about alignment. We're really talking about what it looks like to be in alignment with God's will for your business. So how do you know that you are in alignment with God's will for your business? What does that look like for Megan? Do you question, is this the right thing to do, God? Is it, am I in alignment? Or are there ways that you know you are in God's alignment, God's will for your business?
So I would definitely say if you live a life of obedience, you want to always, when it comes to making decisions, you obviously you try and make sure that you're in the will of God. But what I've seen is a lot of times entrepreneurs over-spiritualize it and they use that as an excuse not to make decisions. So there's a fine line. And sometimes you need to call it out because they're playing small when they do that, right? This is now me being bold again and me putting on my coach hat. So for me personally, uncertainty is part of entrepreneurship. I've just made peace with it, right? But I know when God comes and I use prayer journaling as my tool. It's powerful because if I'm unsure, I go to the secret place, I consecrate myself, I fast and pray. Those are spiritual disciplines. That is how I know I'm in the will of God. Because what happens is before an opportunity arises, I'm already aligning myself with the word of God. So say for instance, you come to me, Nadine, and say, Megan, I've got an opportunity for you. I will know if it's a yes or a no because of the time that I've spent in the secret place. So perhaps some of my clients struggle with that, and that is why they're not sure on their message. That is why they're not clear. So I help them to basically be comfortable with the process, the painful process. Be okay with that, right? And be a good steward in the waiting. So I think I've taken out biblical principles, and I've practically applied them to my life, and that is how I know if I'm either going the right direction or not. But also, we serve a God that doesn't condemn us, right? The Holy Spirit convicts us, but it doesn't, we don't, God does not allow us to become condemned, guilty, or shameful. So, I mean, look at the fruits of the Spirit. Does what you're going through line up with the nature of God? These are key things that I tell my clients to look at. Is the nature of God, if you want to know if in the will of God, ask yourself if it's in the word of God, right? That is how you're going to know. So I think you need to have sound doctrine, you need to have a good foundation, and you need to know the word of God. That is how you know if you're in the will of God.
Yeah, so true, so true. His word is core, right? Knowing his word is the way that we know that we're in his will. But how do you know his word? By being in the secret place, right? By studying his word. You can't know his word without studying his word. And also going back to the relationship, being in communion, recognizing his character, recognizing who he is as a person, and that prayer journaling, I'll put a shameless plug in for the purpose-driven entrepreneur prayer journal. So definitely that's a tool that you can use that helps you, the purpose-driven entrepreneur prayer journal. But that prayer journaling, making sure you're hearing from God, writing it down. So these are all ways that you stay connected so that when it is time to make decisions, like Megan said about business opportunities, it's easier to say it's a yes, because you've been in that communication and connection. So you know an immediate yes, but sometimes it's not always an immediate yes, right? Then you have to really be sitting and waiting and be comfortable with the process until God really reveals what the right step is. But Megan also said, also remember that he's not going to condemn you if you made the wrong step. In fact, a lot of times he reroutes us, right? He adjusts us, he repositions us. So that is the blessing and character of God, that he's like, okay, my child, you went to the left and I really wanted you to go to the right. Let's just make some readjustments here and get you back on track and on path. So that's so key when it comes to alignment. So thank you, Megan, for sharing that. And I guess one of the questions, because you said, immediately since I've been in that quiet place with God and connecting with God, I can know an immediate yes. So when you don't have immediate yes, what would be your immediate action when it's not an immediate yes? Because I feel like a lot of people struggle with that, like you said. And you were being very stern that sometimes it's just a way for you to stay stuck. So give them some practical tips to make sure they don't stay stuck, because I don't know, I'm uncertain. What would be some of the practical things you would say for that waiting process, that waiting period, if you don't feel it's an immediate yes?
So it's so funny that you say that because I actually created a workbook around that called Pain to Power. And
Yes.
the title for that is called GPS Navigation.
Awesome.
So the Holy Spirit is our navigator. So if you're not clear on when to say yes or no, follow the navigator.
Yes.
So if you go to a destination and you have your GPS, I'm using this analogy because it made sense to me. You need to know where you are going before you can actually put in the coordinates and start your journey. So say for instance, okay, this is where I want to go. This is the vision God has given me. But this is where I'm at right now. So I want to be back at point B, but I'm at point A now. So obviously you put in the coordinates and this is where I'm going. And this is where the key part starts. Holy Spirit is our counselor. He's on standby. He's our strengthener, our intercessor, and he's our advocate.
Yes.
That's five things that I just mentioned now. So we can tap into any of those areas. So for me personally, when I'm not sure, I wait on him.
Yes. So good.
Because he
So good.
answers at the right time, at the God-ordained time, that is when he answers. I think that is as simple as I can put it because it has worked for me each and every time. And so if you're not sure, if you hear the Holy Spirit clearly, I would say pray for destiny helpers and a mentor.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you plugged your workbook. The GPS, say the title of it again.
So it's called God's Purposeful Strategies, and it's just a workbook that I normally give to anyone that signs up to any of my master classes. It's just a free resource or a bonus that I give them. God's Purposeful Strategies, pain from moving from pain to power.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And that's what I love about writing, and being able to provide these tools. I plugged my journal, purpose-driven entrepreneur journal, prayer journal, as a tool that can help people, a resource that can help people. She plugged her workbook. So when God puts these ideas in your mind and in your spirit, it's not for you. It's also for it to be out in the marketplace as a resource and as a tool to help other people. So I love that we're able to provide these resources and tools that help people on their journey. So thank you for sharing about that for alignment.
Did you know when you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work? Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to power
of DivineAlignmentSummit.com. That's power of DivineAlignmentSummit.com, and use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at power of DivineAlignmentSummit.com.
So two powerful questions that I ask every single season on the podcast is the power of faith. How would you define, if someone said to you, Megan, what is the power of faith? You talk about faith all the time, but why is it powerful? Why is it something that I should even be concerned about? What is the power of faith? What would be your answer to them? What would be your definition about the power of faith?
I think in the season that we find ourselves now, we need the power of faith, or I would also put it, the gift of faith more than ever. So for me, it would be staying plugged into the supernatural, even though the natural shows us that it's impossible. So that would be the power of faith to me. I mean, if you look all around what's happening in the US, what's happening in South Africa, you need faith to do anything and everything. So I would definitely say being a recovered people pleaser, you know, standing on the promises of God that's yes and amen for your life, regardless of what you see, regardless of your health issues, regardless of your emotions being all over the place, regardless if you face a season of depression. It's about being plugged into the source, you know, and asking the Lord, you know, for supernatural strength, for increased dose of faith. But it's about confessing, it's about asking, it's about seeking, and really just being plugged into what's happening, because we are spirit beings before we are physical beings, after all.
So good, so good. So staying planted in God's promises and the supernatural, rather than focusing on the natural and the circumstances and the situations, that really is the power of faith. So I love that you defined it that way. So how would you define the power of business? As a woman of faith in business, why is business powerful? Why are we even having conversations about business? What is the definition of the power of business?
I would definitely say the reason why I started business is to change the narrative in my community. It's also to blaze a trail for the next generation. So for those that's listening, that's moms out there, I'm sure you are raising children of destiny. And it comes down to your why. Why do you wake up every morning? Why are you serving your clients? What problem are you solving? Because I could have been doing something else. I could have been working for an employer. But I believe that God is moving in the marketplace and he's positioning us as first dominoes so we can unlock the voices of other marketplace leaders. So I really say there's a move of God, there's a shift that's happening, and it's about creating wealth and legacy for generations to come. The businesses that we run, the gifts that we are stewarding is not for us anyway, but it's for the people that we are called to. So I always look at it as paying it forward and using the business to take dominion in the secular world. If you are a Christian in business, if you are a kingdom or a marketplace leader, it's about taking territory for the kingdom. Wherever God, whether you're in the coffee shop, whether you're in the mall, whether you're at the gym, it's about being that disciple and being mission-driven to actually influence society and take the dominion for the marketplace.
Yeah, definitely about influence and impact in the world, and blazing that path and changing the narrative, right? We have the authority and the ability as business owners to change the narrative in our communities, in our countries, in our industry, and blaze a path that is different than the way that the world is doing things. And that really is the power of business. So good, Megan. This has been great. So many amazing nuggets that you have dropped for us. If somebody wants to learn a little bit more about the amazing work that you're doing in the world, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
So they can find me on Instagram or on Facebook. My handle on Instagram is author_Megan Brainerd. And then on Facebook, my personal profile is Megan Jird hyphen Brainerd, but I also have a Facebook page where it's Megan Brainerd. So whoever's listening can connect with me over there, and I'll be happy just to show them or give them some of my free resources and share what I'm currently doing in the marketplace.
Awesome. And Megan, if you can spell out your name for us, because not everyone may know how to spell your name
So
fully. So,
it's Megan, Megan. And then my surname is Brainer. So it's Bruinerss.
awesome. So connect with Megan on Instagram, on Facebook. She is doing amazing things in the world. So it has been great having you on the podcast today. Thank you so much, Megan.
Thank you so much for having me. I forgot to mention, if anyone would like any copies of my books, you're welcome to type in my name on Amazon as well. But it's been a pleasure being a guest on your podcast.
Awesome. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.